Hello everyone, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 99, and I'm your host Jamel Crothers, and it's Book Inside Friday, so it's only fitting that I honestly start talking to you guys about current projects that I'm working on. Talk about, you know, the books I've written and the ones I've published and all that good stuff, but I don't really get to sit here and like talk to you guys about things that I'm working on. And you know, I think that that's important. You know, I think it's good to be a little more transparent in, you know, current projects that I'm working on and things that I'm looking forward to, goals, things of that nature. So, to get started, this year is the first year that I am publishing one book every month. So yes, that does sound crazy. And I'm actually doing that this year and next year. So I don't know what in the world made me think that that was a good idea, but I like to challenge myself. So that's just, you know, the way I think sometimes. I'm a little maniacal, and I guess that's just the norm for anyone who loves what they do, pretty much. So, pretty much as you pretty much hear this podcast, I'm in the middle of pretty much publishing the first six books of first six book series, which is called A Woman's Worth. So the goal was to do 12 books, but I wanted to go back to talking about men's social issues also, so I didn't want to, you know, overdo it with writing a 12-book series. It's different when it's, you know, like sci-fi or fantasy, you know, stuff like that. Then, yeah, it's like, cool, you know, you can write a 12-book series. Like Harry Potter and, you know, all that stuff. Like, yeah, that works. When it's like social issues, it's like 12 books, eh, it's kind of pushing it. But I'll discuss the 12-book series I'm doing next year. That'll really kind of get you guys in the realm of things. But anyway, so A Woman's Worth, you know, six book series. The first part one is about postpartum depression and what women deal with while, whether they're pregnant or after they have a baby, they deal with the emotional and mental toll of having a child and the stresses and all the things that they deal with. And it's a subject matter that really isn't openly discussed enough. And it's something that, for me, I didn't even know about until literally like 2 years ago. And for me, you know, that's not good, especially if I'm someone who is all about writing about social issues and all about, you know, understanding what's going on around the world. That was something that I got wind of just being on social media and seeing, you know, women that, you know, I know or that I follow that, you know, are posting content. And then I started looking deeper into it. And then that's kind of how the Woman's Worth series started to develop a little bit. And that was one of the major subjects that I wanted to discuss. So that is going to be the first story of the series. The second book tackles maternity leave and how the United States is literally one of the worst countries with a certain population that does not cater to women being able to take time off of work to, you know, tend, care for, and bond with their newborn child. And, you know, I do share some major, major issues with that. And that is a really solid story that I took my time in writing about that. And I really hope I did, you know, it's due in regards to that, that subject. Part three deals with role models. And what I mean by that is there are a lot of young women, a lot of young, you know, adolescents, you know, teenagers that are, you know, growing and they're going through puberty and they're learning about themselves and who they are and, you know, and they're seeing role models that are the same. Music artists, entertainers, things like that, actresses, whatever the case is, they're not seeing women in different lights. And it was an important story for me to write. And it's from a really good perspective. It's from the perspective of a young teenage girl. And she talks about all of the pressures that she deals with being a teenager. And the story kind of flows into her guidance counselor forming a small women's group for young girls in the high school. And they start to meet, women that are in powerful positions, in the world, and that how they're impacting people. And, you know, that's just a story that was very fun to write. I'll say that. I think that was one of my favorite ones to write in that series. Part four tackles mental health in regards to women and alcohol addiction, and how the rise of women in, you know, their drinking has increased due to the nature of the way this world is and how things are going. And I'm not sitting, you know, the story's not to sit and point fingers and, you know, blame whoever. It's a focus on a young woman who's recovering, you know, as an alcohol, you know, addicted person, woman. And, she kind of delves into her story and kind of how she got to where she is and how we need to bring more awareness into people's stories and people's lives and what's going on and how people can easily hide what they're feeling and the pains and the anguishes that they're dealing with in their daily lives. Part five, delves into domestic violence. Domestic violence is obviously a huge, huge, huge issue, among so many other issues that women face in today's world. But I wrote it from a different perspective. I wrote it from a perspective of a therapist who is treating young women who have dealt with domestic violence situations, and each character that she, you know, kind of goes into, every woman that is being treated by this therapist has a specific story and different domestic violence situations and circumstances. And I will say that some stuff may surprise you in how I wrote it, but I will say that I had to really, you know, do it from a different perspective. And I only say that because I wrote domestic violence stuff in the World We Live In series. That's a 5-book series, and it deals with 19 different characters. And I candidly remember that Veronica was the character that dealt with a domestic violence situation in her home, and it didn't end well. It was where her father, Veronica's father, killed Veronica's mother, things of that nature. And there's a whole backstory to that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to sit and, you know, delve deep into all of that, but that's kind of where the domestic violence aspect started there. And then I wrote The Man Who Lost His Soul, where it deals with a man who's being abused. But then I had to say, okay, I have to jump back into the woman's perspective, but I need to share other stories other than the husband killing the wife or whatever the case is. It's unfortunate and it's sad, but there are so many other stories that, you know, deal with women having to fight to survive and figure out life and things of that nature. So part five, that was another solid book that I wanted to write about, and that was important to me. So part six focuses on marriage and children. And it's different in how I wrote this, because it's focusing on a young woman who's in her mid-30s and she's at a crossroads and trying to decide whether she's going to get married and whether she's going to have children. And she makes a certain decision, and it affects the whole landscape of not just her life, but her family. And it's all these pressures that women face from when they're young kids of, you're going to grow up, you're going to get married, and you're going to have children, and that's your main goal in life. It's not whether a woman's going to be happy, whether a woman's going to be passionate, whether a woman wants to travel, whether a woman really does want to get married, whether a woman really does want to have children. And the story is written from the perspective of this young lady in her mid-30s. And no, it does not consist of her, of me bashing men for not being, you know, good citizens of the world. There are good men and there are bad men. There are good women and there are bad women. That's just the reality of the situation. We're all products of our environments and what we deal with, and we all deal with and handle our experiences a certain way. So don't think that that's where I went direction-wise in regards to that. So that's basically the, you know, first 6 months of this of 2022. Second half of the year, we'll be focusing on a man's plight, which focuses on men's social issues. Part one delves into a young actor who is, you know, started as a young kid, and then as he's growing, he's starting to see the portrayals of men and how they are portrayed in the media, and it's not in a positive light. And he talks about emasculation, the emasculation of men. And there's the discussion of, you know, the buffoon father on television and things of that nature. There's a whole lot of other things that he, you know, talks about from a fictional standpoint, but it correlates to what's going on in real life. And the portrayals of us as men is not always a positive thing. Part two deals with the mental health of men and all of the struggles that we deal with on a daily basis and all of the pressures that we have to manage and deal with on an everyday basis. And we don't really have an outlet to talk about and discuss all of these things. And it takes a toll on us mentally, which leads to part three of the series, which is a focus on therapy and us being able to have an outlet to speak to someone on a professional level to iron out all the things that we've been dealing with and going through since we were young children, not necessarily from when we become adults, because a lot of what we deal with as adults stems from our childhoods, and we forget that. And trust me, I learned that myself after going through therapy for 2 months about 2 years ago, as we record this. So that's going to be a very, very important book. Part four will tackle financial success and how we are literally ingrained, you know, programmed in our minds that we have to be financially successful in order to, you know, get anything that we want in our lives. And it was a tough book to write in a lot of ways, because you know, it's hard to really, like, you know, talk about that part, because there are just so many layers to it. And I was able to immerse myself into that book in a lot of ways. And, you know, there was so much that I wanted to get out. So I knew I had to take my time with it and literally, you know, brainstorm it the right way and write it the right way. And this character was able to bring out a lot of the things that, you know, a lot of men deal with and go through. In, you know, achieving financial success to support their family and, you know, things of that nature. Part five, it deals with divorce and the impact that it has on men, and not just from a financial perspective, there is that aspect and there is that focus, but there's also the focus on how it affects a man emotionally, mentally, spiritually, all of those things, and what he goes through to fight to see his children, and he wants to be part of his life, things like that. We're talking about the good fathers who, unfortunately, their marriages don't work out for whatever reason it may be. And in the story, I kind of, you know, tackle certain aspects of that. And so divorce affects men in so many ways. And the thing is, that there's, you know, there isn't a full understanding of the men going their own way movement that's been going on within the past, I would say, 2 years, give or take. It's become more prevalent, I would say, more in the past 2 years. And there's a lot of content on it. And men share a lot of their stories of what they go through. And, you know, that's their outlet. That's their way of doing it. And I speak on that and how social media, you know, how a man can be understood, but then he also can be attacked for sharing what he feels about going through a divorce or whatever the case is, and how we as men are made to suck it up through anything and everything that we go through. And part six, in the moment, I'm focusing on fathers, you know, father raising, you know, two young boys. Very possible that that could change. That's probably the only book that I'm kind of in limbo with right now. I've brainstormed it a little bit, but I haven't fully immersed myself in it. What I will say is the Women's Word series is all written and complete. And four of the six books of A Man's Plight is done at the moment. If you're listening to this at this time, but probably by the time, you know, everything's all ironed out, I'll probably be done with all the full series of all of these. And you know, just, it's just important for me to really talk about different things. I always challenge myself, see, you know, what limits I can go with talking about these social issues. And yeah, it's, you know, it's nothing harsh or crazy, you know, compared to my earlier years of America Under Mind Control, America Country Divided, Code Blue, The World in Ruins. You know, that stuff's hardcore stuff. But now this content I'm working on in my latter years of me getting to 60 books as my goal, it's getting a little bit lighter in content, but it's still stuff that's important to me, and hopefully it's important to you. Obviously, the podcasts are coming on a weekly basis. I'm always working on that. I'm working on getting back to recording audiobooks. That is a really, really, really huge challenge for me because I'm writing so much, and I'm working on, you know, ebooks, paperbacks, you know, focus right now. But hopefully I'm able to record maybe 4 audiobooks this year. Code Blue 1, 2, and 3 is available. I Woke Up a Black Man and Struggles and Growth of a Man Part 1. So only 5 audiobooks. Do keep in mind I'm recording them myself, and I'm really spending hours a day recording them and then drowning out whatever sound is around me and, you know, getting it saved on my computer, putting on my backup drive, and then getting it posted onto my PayHip website, and then updating my website with that new book. So it's a process. It takes time. Average amount of chapters I've got to record is about 15 to 16. So just imagine, you know, that process. But if you guys are audio people, you guys like to listen to audio, I have five audio books available. So that's the good part. It's on my website. It's on AquarianMindWrites.com. And that will be in the description for you guys to click on that, and it will take you straight to my audiobooks page. New blogs, obviously. If you guys are readers, blogs are being posted every 2 weeks now. Last year I was doing it every week, but it gets to be overload, and it's a lot. Thankfully, I've been able to pretty much write out all my blogs I have planned for this year. For the most part, I would say about 90% of it is written. Still got to do a couple of Book Insight Friday blogs that I got to post, but that's not going to be too tedious or too arduous, so I'm thankful for that. Definitely working on some future events and things of that nature. I don't have anything clear-cut yet, but trust me when I tell you, on the announcements section of my website, announcements and events and things of that nature, you'll see it posted on there if anything comes up in the near future, or if I get any articles posted in any major newspapers or things like that, that will definitely be posted on my website under the publications part of my website. So, you know, just a lot of different things that I'm working on, a lot of different projects. Very happy for myself. I'm being as productive as I can. And I want you guys to know that I'm always, 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 you know, trying to keep you guys in the loop on what's going on with me in my head and what projects I'm working on and books that I've written and why and all the things that go into pretty much being an author and a writer and a podcaster and all that stuff. Also going to work on, you know, getting some more YouTube content going again and TikTok. I just haven't made the time to really record that stuff. That stuff I've got to literally carve out 2 to 3 hours to, you know, get that stuff done. And, you know, it takes time. So, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll be able to get into those things again, and I'll be able to post on those sites 3 times a week, which will most likely be Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, because the blogs and the podcasts are Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. So that's what's going on with me. That's the update. That's the inside scoop. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Podcast today was a little bit longer than normal, but you know, the goal is always to keep you guys in the loop of what's going on with me. And you know, it's the drive and the goal to 60. So I'm heading off. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope you guys you know, enjoy your weekends and are very productive in whatever you guys choose to do. Stay tuned for more content coming next week. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.